So you host to whose kind of thing it is, okay? Jarita means garita. So what is garita? So garita. You see garanam. Grunati means what? Vadati chattaha. So garita means one who is reciting the stotras. Okay, the Yajamana. So, O Indra, give Vara to this Yajamana who is reciting stotram. Jaritre Yajamanaya Varam Duhiyat Prati Duhiyat. That is the Vakya, okay? He will not arrange these things for you. I said I have arranged and put it for you. Now he goes on explaining the words, okay? Then, so now you got the meaning. So, sa you keep it there, sa dakshina it will be. Hey Indra, jaritre means stotram kurvate yajamanaya varam pratiduhiyat. Hey Indra, so please give pratiduhiyat, may you give the vara to this yajamana. Okay? Then dakshina, the sa goes to dakshina mukhoni. So that dakshina. Meaning also we have to see that is the meaning, yeah, okay. Then
meaning of what? Only
the sentence is structure I am looking at. So okay, that's it. What I said is the meaning. Then nothing, you know, more about it. Dakshinamabhuni. So he has taken up that part of the mantra for explanation. Now he is explaining Maghoni. Maghavati. So Maghoni means Maghavati, one which has Magha. What is Magha? Magha miti dhananamadheyam.
Magha
miti.
Magha
miti dhananamadheyam. It is an abhusavanya shabda. It is the name for dhana. Means it is a synonym for dhanam. So madha. So this, how this madha came? Mamhate dana karmana.
Mamhate dana karmana.
So it came from a dhatu which is mamhi. There is a dhatu called mamhi. E jitvarna, idit it is. Mamhi. That's why idito num dhatu. So another num will come. You see, earlier nakara will go.
It might be mahi only.
Mahi, that is how it became Mamhi. Yeah, that is what it is. Mamhi it is. It is noon came and it is appearing as Mamhi. To begin with it is Mahi. And this Mahi means Dane. So Dana, that is the meaning. So Dana Karma, Karma means meaning. So from the Dhatu, Mahi Dhatu, which means Dana, from the Dhatu, Magha came. So, mamhu, a something. Then, this nakara will go away. Aniditam, anadaviditam, this. So, some other way it will go. And ha becomes gha. So, panini, ha doesn't become gha everywhere. Dadeya, dhator, gha. Ha becomes gha. Ha becomes gha. How becomes Kha? So here it becomes Kha. So Maha Ganapati becomes what? Magha Ganapati. Similarly, Maha becomes Magha. That Magha means that which is given as a charity. What is given as charity? Money. And therefore Magham is money. Then so Dakshina is always Magha. That's why it is called Mokhoni. Okay? Magha means dhanam. So Dakshina Maghavati. Mokhoni means Maghavati. One which has dhanam. What is that? Dakshina. Sa Dakshina Mokhoni means Maghavati. Okay. Then what is this Dakshina? Dakshina dakshate.
Dakshina dakshate.
Samadhyayati karmanaha.
Samadhyayati karmanaha.
So dakshadhatu. This dhatu, what is the meaning of that? Dakshadhatu samardhayati karmanaha. It makes a person samuruddha. Samruddha. இந்த ருத்து ருகஸ் குண அந்த அவரே இருக்கும் சாந்த சமர்த்தயதி மீன்ஸ் வெரி வெல் மேட் ரிச் இஸ் தட்சிணா மேக்ஸ் தி பர்சன் ரிச் தட் இஸ் மீனிங் ஆஃப் சமர்த்தயதி தட்ஸ் வை தக்ஷ தாத்து ஃப்ரம் தேர் கேம் தட்சிணா ஹவு இட் இஸ் சமர்த்தயதி விருத்தம் சமர்த்தயதி இதி
விருத்தம் சமர்த்தயதி
சோ விருத்தம் சமர்த்தயதி சமுத்திமா சமுத்திமந்தம் கரோதி வி மீன்ஸ் விகத ருத்தி சம்பத சோ விகத ருத்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் நோ வெல்த் மீன்ஸ் பூர் கை ஹிம் திஸ் தட்சிணா மேக்ஸ் ஹிம் சமுத்திமந்தம் ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் good money, at least for that day, he is samudhiman. That is how, dakshina, some of the purohits, they get good dakshina, and they become samudhiman also. Otherwise, yodha, but because of the dakshina, he becomes samudhiman. That's why dakshina is called. Daksham karoti, samudhiman tan karoti. That is why it is called dakshina. And money is involved in dakshina. That's why it is called mabhoni. Dakshina, mabhoni. Or the dakshina, now you have a very nice opportunity to know the meaning of the word dakshina. And that is not the only meaning. Some other meaning is there. Apivam.
Apivam.
Dakshina gamanat.
Dakshina gamanat.
Visham abhipretya.
Visham abhipretya.
This is dakshina in the yajna, how he gives, yajamana gives. Yajamana goes round the fire. And while going round the fire, he goes clockwise, not anti-clockwise. Like you go round in the temple. And while going clockwise, you always move towards your left hand. Right? So he goes towards the left hand, finishes the going round, sits and gives dakshina. Therefore, what he gives becomes, it begins with the yajamana going towards dakshina dik. Therefore, dakshinam disham abhipretya, disham abhipretya, pradakshina gamana. By focusing towards a particular direction, he goes round. Disham abhipretya, what disham he will tell. For one particular direction, he begins in the direction and goes round and comes back and immediately gives dakshina. Therefore, this what he gives, it started with his going in a particular dik, and therefore what he gives acquires the name of that dik. You got it? What is the dik that he goes? Dik hasta prakruti hi.
Dik hasta prakruti hi.
Dakshino hasta ha.
Dakshino hasta ha.
You see, dik, the word dik, it has the basis in the hand. The word dik has the basis in the hand. So how it is? So you stand facing the sun. And now your right hand. So now this is not clockwise. I have to reorganize my statement. So he goes this way and gives dakshina. Because dakshina is right hand. So you stand facing the sun, your right hand determines the dik, which is the dakshina dik, right hand. Therefore, what is the basis? Prakruti is the basis. What is the basis for dik? Hasta. Hasta prakruti. So dik, whether it is south or north, it is based on the hand. Okay? And now we are taking the right hand. Why right hand? Why not left hand? So he gives the name. Dakshino hastaha.
Dakshino hastaha.
So right hand you have to take. You cannot take left hand. Why the right? Dakshina, dakshinaha hastaha. Why the right hand is called dakshinaha? Dakshate utsahakarmanaha.
Dakshate utsahakarmanaha.
So the right hand is called dakshinaha. Because it is derived from the dhatu daksha, which means utsaha. The right hand is having more enthusiasm in actions than the left hand. I mean, most some people are right-handed people. A Vaidika cannot be left-handed. Vaidika cannot be left-handed. Even if he is left-handed, they will stop him. Look at that. In the Vaidika's home, he is growing. If he wants to use left hand for anything, they will hit like that. Mother will take. Did you notice that? They will hit like that. They won't allow him to become left-handed. He has to become right-handed only. Because it is prohibited to eat with left hand. He has to eat with right hand. And he has to go, the right hand is Dakshina Hastaha. So ultimately everybody becomes very comfortable and enthusiastic with the right hand. That's why the right hand is called Dakshina Hastaha. And the Dik Dakshina has its basis in the right hand and left hand thing it is. Therefore, the Dik towards the right hand is Dakshina Dik. The Dik towards the left hand is Uttara Dik. This is how the word, and from that Dakshina Dik, the Dakshina came. Because the Yajamana goes towards Dakshina Dik and makes a round and comes back, sits and gives Dakshina. That is the story behind the word Dakshina. Okay. Or the word Dakshina can come from some other dhatu. Dashater vasyat. Dana karmanaha. So there is a dhatu which is dash. Dashru.
The Hindi commentary here says Dakshin dahini or ke aane ke karan.
Dahini or se aane ke karan.
It's not going.
Not going. Then in that case what I said is correct. So goes clockwise. And the dahini or se comes from the right side. And then use Dakshina. Therefore, it is a pradakshinam only. Pradakshinam is never anti-clockwise. Pradakshinam is always clockwise. Because it comes from the right side. Very interesting. That clears it. Then there is a dhatu, dashru, dane. Dashru, dane. And this dhatu can be the basis for dakshina. Because in dakshina you give money. So, therefore, from that dhatu, dakshina can come. Dash becomes a dakshina. How? I don't ask how. So, varnagamo, varna vipaniyayascha, varna nashaha, varna vyatyayaha. So many other things are there. Five niruktis are there. So, you have to check with all that. Da becomes a hraswa, that is varna vyatyaya. Then, shi goes away and ka will come. Our ka will come and shi becomes a shi, so that becomes a daksha, and the inaprachaya will add dakshina. Okay? Don't ask for sutras. Because Niruktakara said in one place, don't ask for sutras. This is not Vyakaranam, this is Nirukta. He said like that. He is not going to encourage you for sutras and all that. Okay. Then Dakshina Hasta. We have settled Dakshina. You see, we started with Dakshina, money given. From that we went to Dakshina Dik. From that we went to Dakshina Hasta and settled everything. But now he asks a question which has nothing to do with the mantra really. How Hasta is called Hasta? So hasto hante prashurhanane.
Hasto hante prashurhanane.
So hastaha came from hana himsagatyo. From that hanti. So hana. So handhatu is there. So the hand is hasta came from handhatu. Han meaning is himsa. And so prashurhanane. The hand is quick in beating and in doing himsa. Yeah? Prashuhu means very quick. Hanane maadne mein bahut quick hota hai. Hand. So, leg, compare with leg, hand. You don't do like this. You do like this. That's why prashur hanane. In the hitting and in doing himsa, the hand is quick and therefore Han dhatu became the basis for hasta. Han becomes hasta. Okay.
What is prashu?
Prashu means quick. Then look at the mantra. So, shiksha stotrubhyaha. So, there is a dakshina to a lot of wealth as a vara to the Yajamana, the Indra must give. But then along with Yajamana, there are the two who are reciting mantras and doing stotras. They also should get something. For Indra, they may be given shiksha. He will tell what is shiksha. So, it must be shiksham, but in the mantra, shiksha. You have to understand it as shiksham, okay?
Dehistotrubhyakkaman.
Yeah. Shiksha means whatever they desire, you give that to them. That is the meaning of shiksha stotrubhyaha. How shiksha got the meaning there, so we have seen it yesterday, or maybe we did not. I will explain. Shiksha dehi. Shiksha dehi means shiksham dehi vyaktaha. So, dehi stotrubhyak kaman. So, struggling to get the meaning of the word, shiksha. Yeah, he said, compared with the leg, etc., hand goes quickly. That's why it is called Hana Himsa. That was correct only. Okay. There is no further explanation. Shiksha Stotrubhyaha means for the praying rituals, their desires may be fulfilled. Okay? Take it like that. Then comes a Mati Dhat. Okay? So, ma asman atidam hi hi. Ma atidhat means ma atidhat. Ma means no, negation. I mean the prohibition. Please don't do it. What? Asman atidam hi hi. Means ma asman atihaya daha.
Ma asman atihaya daha.
So, please give first to us. Don't keep us aside and give to somebody else. So, other than the Yajamana and the quicks, you don't give to anybody else until we are given. Ma atihaya means asman atihaya. Giving up us anyebhyaha for other people. Anyebhyaha eva, I have added. Ma dhak means ma daha. Please don't give. Okay? Then there is bhagonaha. Astu. Astu you have to add. Bhagonaha. Naha unto us. Bhagaha wealth. Means what you have to add? Astu. May we get wealth. Bhagono astu. That is the meaning. Then what else? Bruhadvadeva.
Bruhadvadeva.
We say big things. How can you say big things? Only when you know big things, you can say big things. So, Svevedane.
Svevedane.
So, Sve means Sve in his Gruha. Svevedane. Bruhadvadeva. So, in his Gruha. So, the Tikakara doesn't help us.
हमें अपने घर और यज्ञ में बड़े वचन कहें
स्वे वेदने ओके स्वे वेदने ओके व्हाट ही सेड हमें
हम अपने घर और यज्ञ में बड़े वचन कहें
ओके वेदनम इज यज्ञ स्वे मींस ओन हाउस स्वे गृहे वेदने यज्ञ व्हाई वेदना बिकेम यज्ञ बिकॉज इट इज परफॉर्म्ड ऑन वेदी So, in our Guruha, and also in our yajna, may we say big things. What are the big things? Means bigger things, many people should be benefited, many people should eat food. That kind of big things we should be able to say. How? Diyatam, bujyatam iti. Diyatam, let us give a lot of dakshina. Bujyatam, let us give food to many people. Such big, big things we should be able to say. Where? Sve, in our home. And also, where the name? In the context of Vedi, Yajna Vedi. Okay? That fits into the meaning even. What you are saying?
Yeah, I'm still trying to get that.
Vedane.
Vedane.
I know. He doesn't help us. It is difficult to combine like that. But in the Nirukta you can, you seem to be doing anything and everything. It is Vedathe. It must be Vedathe. Brahatvadema Vedathe. Vedatha is Yajna. Yeah, this Vedane may be printing mistake. You have any other book?
I mean, this book also has Vedane.
Vedane. This book and that book are one and the same. Anyway, the Hindi commentary, he has given Vedathe instead of Vedane. And Vedathe means in the Yajna. And also Sve means in our home. Okay, take it like that. Now move forward. Bhagaha astu naha. So let there be wealth for us. Bhagaha is wealth. How do you know? Bhago bhajate.
Bhago bhajate.
So the dhatu bhaja. Bhaja sevayam. That is the dhatu. From the dhatu, bhaga came. Ja becomes da. So people, they worship, they worship, they serve wealth. They do all kinds of service to the wealth, to gain wealth, or to the wealthy, so that they can get that wealth. Therefore, that bhaja sevayam, you have to apply it to bhaga. So, bhaga is wealth. Okay. Then, brahadvadeva we have said. Big statements we should be able to make. What is this brahad? Brahaditi mahato namadheyam.
Brahaditi mahato namadheyam.
So brahat is the name for big. Okay, another word for big. Okay. Then, so brahat parivruham bhavati.
Parivruham bhavati.
Bhavati means it becomes, it is parivruha. Means its meaning is parivruha. Parivruha is big. This parivrudha, how it came, you know? Bruha, bruhi, vrudha. From that bruha, bruhi, pari is the upasarga. Bruha becomes vruha. Ha becomes dha, parivrudha. That is how it came. So bruhat, coming from bruhadhatu, bruhi dhatu, it also means parivrudham bhavati. It means one that is big. Okay, you go ahead. Then next, Vedathe is there in the mantra, Vedathe is there. Vedathe Brahadvadeva. We will say big things in the home or yajna. That finishes everything except one word, Suviraha. So Suviraha means, Vera is children, offspring. May we have good children. Veeravantaha Kalyana Veerava. So Veeravantaha Syama. Suviraha means Veeravantaha Syama. So So may we have good children, uttama santan, eravantaha, those who have good children, that we should become. So, or kalyana virava, we should have children who are auspicious and who are wealthy, such children we should become. Okay? Then this viraha means the son or daughter, children, offspring. How this word came? Virayati amitran. So, the enemies, he shows a lot of prowess against the enemies. Therefore, he is called viraha. Instead, when the father finds some trouble coming from neighbor, etc., the son comes and protects. That's why the son is called viraha. Or, that is one meaning, or, Veterva Syat Gati Karmanaha.
Veterva Syat Gati Karmanaha.
So, karma is meaning, there is a dhatu, vi gatau, like that there is a dhatu. So, from the dhatu, the word veraha came. And therefore, so, what does it mean now? One who goes fast towards the enemies. That is veraha. It is all about enemies. In Vedamantra, so we come across this enemy seva. Really. So even the Santana is also helps the father. Suppose he has 4 or 5 sons. They are all grown up and very healthy, with big, big sticks and all that in their hands. So if the enemy is there, all of them will go in the direction of the enemy. That's why they are called Vigatav, from the dhatu, the word Virahake. Virayaterva. There is a dhatu, Vira. Vikranti, Vikrantav. Who have a lot of prowess. From that word, Viraha came. Our children should be like that. Vedate Suvira. That mantra is finished. It's an interesting mantra, a good prayer. Some of the things that people want, they are mentioned in that mantra, right? You say that mantra. Nunam sate prativaram jaritre.
Nunam sate prativaram jaritre.
Duhiya dindra dakshinam abhoni.
Duhiya dindra dakshinam abhoni.
Shikshasto drubhyo matidhak.
Shikshasto drubhyo matidhak.
Bhavonaha. Bruhatvadema vidathe.
Bruhatvadema vidathe.
Suviraha. So in this mantra, Nunam came as Padapuranam. Pratyupadapalipata. Then there is another nipata. Simiti. Parigrahathiyaha va. Padapuranova. So there is a nipata called Sim. This Sim has the meaning of Parigraha. So parigraha is this meaning. What is parigraha? Accepting from all around. Parito graha. Graham. So taking things from around. That is parigraha. That is the meaning of seem. Or simply no meaning for it. And it just is used to fill the gap. Okay, padapurana. Wow. Then the example he is giving. Example is like this. Prasimadityo asrujat.
Prasimadityo asrujat.
Now do padachyadam to that. Pra. Sim. Adityaha.
Asrujat.
Now upasarga goes to the verb. In Vedamantras, they are separated. In Laukita Sanskritam, they are always together. So take the upasarga and put it before the verb. So pra asrujat. That is pra asrujat. Okay? Means giving, putting everywhere, giving up everywhere. So creating means bringing out everywhere. Adityaha, the sun god, prasrujat, everywhere he is putting his rays. That is the meaning. Then what is the meaning of seem? Seem has no meaning. Parapuranaha. Or seem can have a meaning. So what is the meaning of seem? Sarvataha is the meaning of seem. Now, taking the meaning of Shiv as Sarvataha, then what you will say? Adityaha Shiv Sarvataha Rashmin Prasrujat. When you say Prasrujat, that is a lung of pastures. In Vedamantras, wherever pastures is there, you have to make it to present tense. So Prasrujati, that is the meaning. All that he is explaining. Prasrujaditiva.
Prasrujaditiva.
So that is one way of meaning it. Adityaha he is not saying. Adityaha Prasrujat. Now what happened to Shiv? It is Padapuranam. Or it has meaning of Parigraha. Means all around accepted. So the sun's rays are all around and also taking away water. Paritaha Gronhanti. They are taking water. Therefore, in that sense, you can use Shiv all around. In that sense. How? Prasrujat Sarvataha. So Adityaha you put again. Adityaha Prasrujat Sarvataha. Sarvataha is the meaning of Shiv. Therefore, Shiv has got now the meaning of Sarvataha, which is also the meaning of Parigraha. Parigraha means all around. Okay? Or it is simply Padapuranam, in which case the meaning will be Adityaha Prasrujat. Okay? Then another mantra. In another mantra, he is giving the example of Shiv for Parigraha. Parigraha meaning Sarvataha, everywhere. In that sense, Shiv. Shiv ata surucho vena avaha. Vena avaha. This mantra I know. The mantra is like that. Brahmaja jnanam. Prathamam purastat.
Prathamam purastat.
Vishimataha.
Vishimataha.
Surucho vena avaha.
Surucho vena avaha.
Very interesting mantra it is. By the time I tell you the mantra meaning, you will never know that that is the meaning. Brahmajnanam prathamam purastat. You see, prathamam brahma. The very first God. Brahma is God. Very first God. Can you imagine who is that? The sun. Aditya. You see, the Vedic rishis, they worship God in nature. Therefore, there is God in many ways. But the very first God, early morning, Purastat, who comes in the eastern direction, who is that? Purastat Jajnanam. Means one who is taking birth in the east, very first God. That is Surya. Can you believe it like that? Brahma Jajnanam Prathamam Purastat. Okay? Then, now come to the second part. You do Padachayanam. We. Seem. Ataha. Surucha. Venaha. Avaha. Avaha is the verb. We is the upasarga. So put this we before avaha. Vyavaha. Then the seem is sarvataha, everywhere. So for the seem, sarvataha, so put this tasil pratyaya. Seem is all. Seem is all. Tasil, panchamyas tasil. Tas. So seem tas. Put an additional I with it. Seem ataha means from all around. Again it came to like that. When he says seem ataha, you have to begin with seem and make it seem ataha and give the meaning sarvataha. Earlier simply it said seem, you have to give the meaning sarvataha. It depends upon the context. So now you this sun, who is the very first God, so what he will do? Vi avaha, vyavaha. Vyavaha means yavrunot, that is the meaning. You say yavrunot sarvata adityaha. So the sun god has spread. Yavrunot means spread everywhere. What? The rays. So vi avaha, vyavaha. Means vyavrunot. That is the web. So, spread everywhere. Where from you got the body? Everywhere. Simataha, that is Sarvataha, everywhere. Then what is it that he has spread? Suruchaha. Good rays. Aditya Rashmayaha. So Suruchaha means Aditya Rashmayaha, the rays of the sun. They are called Suruchaha. So the sun has spread everywhere those rays. Why the rays are called Suruchaha? Surochanat.
Then
it is called Ruchir. Ruch is the dhatu. Put su upasadya. From that dhatu, they are shining very well. From that dhatu, which means shining very well, the word suruchake, suruchaha. So suruchaha, suruk suruchau suruchaha. Means shining, those shining very well. That is the rays. Okay? So in this, sim has the meaning of sarvataha. Sim together with ataha, simataha. You got the meaning very well, right? Or this simataha can have a different meaning. Simataha contains sim in itself. Apiva.
Apiva
mane athava. Or else, simetyetat. Simetyetat. Anarthakam upabandham adadita.
Anarthakam upabandham adadita.
Panchami karmanam.
Panchami karmanam.
Okay. Otherwise, you are looking at simataha. He says, you look at it like that. Simataha. Sim. That is the word we are looking at. That is the nipata. Sim is the nipata. Then put an a to that. A is additional. This is upabandha. Is added closely. And what is the meaning of a? No meaning. Anathakaha, upabandhaha, you add. Sim a. Avayana? Then panchami vibhakti pratyaya is tachil. You put that. So it becomes simataha. Okay? Suppose, when you do that, so what is that you have now? I has no meaning. Seem has a meaning. Seem ataha. I has no meaning. That means you are looking at seem taha. But when you have seem taha, it is not, you should not say it as seem taha. If you keep it taha, you have to put a and call it seem ataha. But if you remove a, ta becomes na. Seem naha. Okay, what is it? If you keep a, you say si mataha. If you keep a, you say si mataha. A has no meaning. Because it has no meaning, remove a. Say simnaha. Then what is the meaning of simnaha or si mataha? Si mataha. It is originally siman shabda. Siman shabda, pradhama vibhakti, sima. No, not siman shabda, sima shabda. Akaranta Srilinga. So from Sima Shabda, you remove A. A you remove. And make it Panchami Ekavachanam. What you will get? Simnaha you will get. In fact, when you make Sima into Nakaranta Shabda, Siman, then Panchami Ekavachanam will be Simnaha. Okay? Or take Sima, Akaranta Srilinga Shabda. Put Panchami, Simataha. Make I to Haraswa, Simataha. So you can play with it like that. Finally, Simataha is the word originating from the Nipata Sim. It means Simataha, which means Maryadataha. Maryada is the boundary. From the boundary, that is the meaning. Maryadataha. Why so? Sima Maryada.
Sima Maryada.
So Simataha he has converted into Simataha. And so then made it Sima. That is the Maryada boundary. So why Maryada boundary is called Sima? Hari Visivyati Desha Viti.
Visivyati Desha Viti.
You see, it separates into two Deshas. This how to escape. Me upasamta. That is how the Sima word has originated. Every word comes from a dhatu. By nirupta prakriya. Fivefold nirupta prakriya. So in this mantra, the word seem is a nipata, the meaning of sarvataha. There is a meaning. It is not anarthaka. It is not meaningless for the Pavaranam. Big discussion. That finishes the scene. Then we are coming to the nipata, tva. Tva. Tva iti.
Tva
means tvaha. Put visarga there because it is tva. So in sanji visarga we go. Vinigrahathiyam sarvanama amudattam. So tvaha. That is the sarvanama. Like saha, khyaha, ekaha, sarvaha. Like that there is another sarvanama. In Veda it is there. In Laukita Sanskrita you don't find it. What is this sarvanama? Tvaha. And so it means saha only. Saha, ekaha, there is a meaning. That person or one person. Saha is ekaha, you know. Saha means what? Ekaha. One guy, whosoever that guy may be. That is a pronoun. That is the meaning of tvaha. This is sarvanama. You see, the sarvanama is character, is swaram also has an impact on the meaning. This tvaha with vanudatta swara, it becomes a sarvanama. If the swara is udatta, it becomes something else. So swara has a difference in the meaning. So you say that. Anuda tvaha iti.
Tvaha
iti. The word tvaha
has
the meaning of vinigraha.
Has the meaning of vinigraha.
So, means separating.
Means separating.
Means, you see, when one person, that person, you say, you are separating him from the crowd. Okay? That is the job of the sarvanama. And sarvanama.
Sarvanama.
It is also a sarvanama. When anudattam, that is just a swara, okay? Then somebody else has a different opinion about this sattva. Ardhaname keke. So some acharyas, they felt that this sattva is not a sarvanama in the sense of that person, one person. That sense, so you separate a person from the crowd, that is not the meaning. It means a harm. Harm, artha. It is another name for harm. Like that, the certain acharyas have felt. Okay? Now he will give examples for both. Now first he is giving example for sarvanama. Okay? The mantra. Again, big mantra. You will like this mantra. Vichan tva poshamaste pupushvan.
Vichan tva poshamaste pupushvan.
Gayatram tvo gayati shakvarishu.
Gayatram tvo gayati shakvarishu.
Brahma tvo vadati jata vidyam.
Brahma tvo vadati jata vidyam.
Yajnasya matram vimimita ekaha. Ekaha. Right? You have it like that? Utvaha. Okay, keep it like that. So, U is under. Tvaha is the Usarvanama. Which means Ekaha. Tvaha means Ekaha. Pandarsam. Saha. Artva Ekaha. You see, he is describing Yajna. In the Yajna, there are four kinds of ritvics. And one of them is the Rukveda Ritvik. And so what he is doing, he is nourishing all the rooks. Nourishing means he is reciting the rooks and making them very flourishing and nourishing. That is Tvaha, one Ritvik. Ekaha Ritvik. So Ekaha Ritvik, Rucham Posham Aste, he is accomplishing the Pushti of the rooks. Pupushvan, he is very well accomplished in making the rooks very push. Okay? strong, very strong. Okay? That is one Rukvet. Swaha, another Rukvet. Chakvarishu means Rukshu. Chakvari means Ruk. In the Ruks, Gayatram, the Gayatri Chando Ruk, Gayati, he is singing it. That is the Samaveda person. Gayati means Samaveda person. Then Swaha, another Rukvet. His name is Brahma. This Rukvet is the overall supervisor. And he supervises all the other Rukvets. He knows all the three Vedas. He knows Samaveda, Rigveda, and also Yajurveda, this Brahma. And this Rukvet, Tvaha, and Rukvet called Brahma, when they make a mistake, Jate Vidyam Vadati, Jata Vidyam Vadati, Jate, when a mistake, Jate happening, an episode. While Yajna is going, what is the episode? He tells the mantra wrong, or performs the action wrong, that is the episode, or event. And when the event happens, he tells, no, no, not like that. He tells the correct truth, he tells, Vidyam Vadati, Jata Vidyam Vadati. He is called Brahma, the major Rukvet he is. Then one more Rukvet is left, that is Advanyu. And so, Eka, Utvaha, U and Tvaha, another Rukvet, Vidyasya Matram Vimimite. So he is establishing Yajna in its proper place. That is Advanyu. He will explain that. Yajnasya Matram Vimimite. He will explain. He is measuring the dimensions of the Yajna. Which means what? He is fulfilling every aspect of the Yajna all through. Okay? That is the mantra. Now you see the Yakshana of the mantra by Yatkacharya. Iti Rukvet Karmanam Viniyogamacheshte. So iti means in this mantra, it is acheshte, it is telling us something. What is it? It is describing. What is that? Rukvet Karmanam Viniyogam. How the different actions of the Rukvets are being used in the Yajna. That part it is explaining to us. How Rucham Ekaha Poshamaste. This Ekaha means Tvaha. Tvaha. Mantra is Rucham Tvaha Poshamaste. Tvaha means Ekaha. One Rukvet, what is he doing? Rucham Poshamaste. So, he is Rucham of the Ruks. Posham means Pushtim. Aste means he is establishing. That is what he is doing. Okay, what kind of Rukvet he is? Pupushvan. That is the Rukvet. So Pupushvan meaning, so very well reciting the Rukvet. That is the Pupushvan. See, Pushvan. Push is Poshana. And he has the Poshana of the Rukvet. How do you have Poshana of the Rukvet? Poshana means nourishment. By reciting well. And whenever you have a word, push, the word has to, the meaning has to be enhanced, there is an abhyasa. Push, push, double portion, and then abhyasa. In abhyasa, first half remains, the other half will go there. So push becomes pu, pu pushwan, means push pushwan, means who is doing double portion. Okay? That is the Rukvet. So, Hota Rik Archani. He is the Hota Ruk. The Ruk who is called Hota. Rukveda. Ruk. Rukveda. Ruk is Rukveda. And he is Archani. He is worshipping the Devatas. And how he is worshipping? What is the method of his worship? Ruk is his Archani. The Archana is performed by the form of Rukh only. And the Rukvet Tvaha is Hota. Okay. Then, Gayatrameko Gayati.
Gayatrameko Gayati.
Shakvarishu Udgata.
Shakvarishu Udgata.
So Udgata. Tvaha Udgata. The second Rukvet Udgata. What is he doing? Shakvarishu Ekaha. Ekaha Rukvet Ekaha Udgata. The another Rukvet called Udgata, what is he doing? Shakvarishu Gayatram Gayati. Shakvari is Rukh again. the Gayatri Rukh and he is singing it. Okay? So, why the Rukh is called Gayatri Rukh? Gayatram
Gayateh
Stutikam Manaha.
Gayateh Stutikam Manaha.
So, Gai is the Dhatu. It means Stuti, chant, the prayer. That is the meaning of the Dhatu. Karma is the meaning. So, from that Dhatu came that Shabda, the word Gayatram. That means that Rukh, when he sings it, it becomes a Sama. The Rukh alone becomes a Sama. So, the printed song becomes a Kirtana, by then you sing. Similarly, the Rukh becomes a Sama, by then he sings. Rukh only is a Sama Veda, and Rukh Veda, there is no difference in the mantra. So, he is singing it. And in singing, he is bringing out the stotra of the Devata. Okay, that is Gayatram. Shakwari, I said Rukh. Why Shakwari is Rukh? Shakwariyaha Duchaha. So Shakwari means Rukh. Bahuvajanam Shakwariyaha Duchaha. How is the Shakwari came? Shaknodehe. So from the Shaknu, Dhatu it came. Means making it powerful. From that means Shaknodehe means he is capable. Making it capable, that is the meaning of the Dhatu. From that Dhatu, the word Shakwari came, Shaknote. Means this Rukh makes the Rukhvik, the Yajamana, capable of inviting the Devatas and all that. So capable, from that sense, from that Dhatu, the word Shakwari has come. How do you know that from the Shaknoti, capable, he is capable of, from that Dhatu Shakwari came, how do you know? Because the Brahmana Vakya, the Vakya which explains the mantra, that follows the mantra, the Rukveda mantra, Rukveda Brahmana. The Brahmana explained the word Shakwari like this. How? Tadyat abhihi vrutramashakat hantum tachakvarinam shakvaritvam. That is the Brahmana. Iti vijnayate. So this is how we know from the Brahmana. What? You see, Indraha vrutram hantum ashakat. This is Indra. Indra word is not there, but you have to bring it. It is coming from above. Indra was able to kill Vrutrasura. Ashakat. No, Shaknoti. Ashakat. So, he was able to kill Vrutrasura. How he is able to kill? Abhihi. With these rooks. So, he recited these rooks, and with their help, he is able to kill Vrutra. Yet because he is able to do so, that therefore Shakvarinam Shakvaritvam. The rich Shakvaris are called Shakvaris. Okay? The rooks which are called Shakvaris are called Shakvaris because by reciting them, Indra was able to kill the Vrutrasura. In that entire description, Ashakat is the word. From there, Shakwari came. Okay? Then, that finishes the second Rukhvik.
But Swami, actually,
when
you said it, Indra didn't
listen to
Indra, what is the connection for it? I didn't still get it.
You see, the Jaina Hindu, Indra, Uttrasura. Indra was able to kill.
Yes,
because of the Rukh. Therefore, that ability is there in the Rukh. Ability is the Shak. Therefore, Rukti is called Shakwari.
So he is explaining the word Shakwari.
Word Shakwari. By quoting Brahmana Vakya.
Right.
We will continue. So I thought I will finish this mantra. But I have a satsang to take. So I have to finish dinner. We will go for the satsang. And